It's Wednesday and time to read from your comments. It's become a tradition on this show near the end of every year to focus on some of the lesser-known people who died over the past year. And every year we ask you, tell us about someone you knew whom you think we should remember. The response was overwhelming. Brian Hamasaki emailed from Mission, Kansas to tell us about Jimmy Miritikani. He passed away at age 92 in October. Brian wrote, Jimmy was a survivor of the Tule Lake World War II Japanese-American internment camp. After the war, Jimmy made his way to New York City and became a personal cook for a man who lived on Fifth Avenue. After his employer passed away, Jimmy became homeless and lived on the streets of the city for decades. He survived by creating art, paintings, and drawings. A constant theme of that art was remembering what had happened during the war, the internment, the dropping of the atomic bomb in Hiroshima, the city where many of his relatives lived. Jimmy eventually returned to Tule Lake and was able to make peace with the past, letting go of the anger he'd felt for 60 years. Another listener, Charles in Dover, Delaware, wanted to remember Nancy. He knew her as Ms. T. He says she was an accomplished musician and organist in the D.C. area. She lived to be 102. She donated bamboo to feed the pandas at the National Zoo, and she founded the Potomac English Handbell Ringers. That D.C. group performed around the world from the 1950s until the late 1980s. And then this from Jeff Guerin in Morton, Illinois. I'd like to bring up the recent loss of a local Iraq veteran. Tyler Ziegel of Metamora, Illinois, died on December 25th from a fall on the ice. At age 22, Tyler survived a bomb blast in Iraq in 2004 that left him severely disfigured. He was 30 years old when he left us and spoke at the local schools about overcoming his injuries and how to be strong during hard times. The local town is honoring his military service by erecting 1,200 U.S. flags along the roadways coming into and out of Metamora. It's truly a moving sight to see. Phyllis Fantini of Lawrence, Kansas, sends this email. My brother Richard McGuire died June 19th in Delaware. He was in radio in the Wilmington, Delaware area. He also had a pirate radio station that was on the air for over 40 years. And finally, Monica Cummins wrote this from Middletown, Ohio, with this remembrance of her friend Bob Ryan. I got to know Bob when I became employed at Holy Family Parish in Middletown, Ohio. Bob had retired from working as a manager at the local Kroger grocery, and everyone in town knew him. He was involved in everything, in particular a Keep Middletown Beautiful trash cleanup program. Bob called himself the head crap picker-upper and was able, with his gentle cajoling and big heart and contagious smile, to get a big group of us to meet him four times a year at a local park early Saturday morning to set out in different directions picking up trash. Bob would bring water and trash bags and encouraging words, and on the last pickup in November, treat us all to pancakes at the annual Kiwanis Pancake Day. Bob sang in three choirs, he was an active member of the Knights of Columbus, cared for the infirm in our parish, and just made life fun. I miss him. Thanks to everyone who emailed with your remembrances. You can read about more of the people we talked about on the show last week. That conversation is online at npr.org. If you have a correction, comments, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Help me out here. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by Laura Lee, Tinbeat Ermias, Jessica Reedy, Natalie Winston, Ibrahim Balki, Nayantara Mukherjee, and Priska Neely. Priska also handles our web content. Our editor is Sarah Handel. A.D. Quigg is our intern. Gwen Uten is our director. Scott Cameron is our senior producer. Nathan Bark is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth and Tom Marquito. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, with brutal attacks making headlines, we talk about the truth about rape, why it happens, and why it's so difficult to prevent. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Celeste Headlee in Washington.